When tonguing, you must think legato. I'll explain that in more detail as I demonstrate. When I talk about legato tonguing, as far as I'm concerned, the attack becomes a relative thing only when the force is built. So what normally would be called a smooth type of sound, connected sound, if there is a climb involved and the player builds his force, the muscular force behind that air column, the attack becomes a relative thing. So the attack becomes a very dominant, firm type of sound. I'll demonstrate, because I'll work out tonguing one note for a series of maybe four or six, and then I'll finger my way up in terms of a chord. And you will hear the increase in the compression, and that will be the attack expressing itself by becoming firmer and more authoritative. The weight destroyed that last C. Teeth moved. Weight came in too early. That was good. The weight came in, but it didn't take over. I built the air. Now the attack in the upper register was relative, again, to the earlier part of the climb. Now that's hard. Now that was K attacks. In other words, I locked the position of the lips with the nine muscle, and I did the KKK type of sound. And it takes a lot of air to make a climb from the K position. In other words, the tongue is doing its K action, and the jaw position and everything else stays in the so-called correct position. I'm going to do a few more. Now the trouble there is that the tongue starts to slow up by doing a bunch of K's. But look what happens when I do single tonguing. Jaw moved, mouthpiece pushed the lips out of position, and everything went bad. That time nothing moved, and the tongue felt free to work its single tongue action. I was able to build the air, and in came the notes again. So, again, I'm only stressing it, you must pay attention to the distribution of weight, because don't forget, your horn could be staying straight. The head could be staying straight. But the teeth, the jaw, could be moving back and closing, which will be this type of a sound. Now I fixed that from a very bad setup. The teeth were too close, the alignment was really bad. So finally, I left some weight on the lips during my air intake. I dropped the teeth, made sure that I had my position by favoring the bottom lip, and locked the corners in place and fed it. And so look, from a very bad setup, which I didn't take the horn off to fix, I fixed it internally. But again, I'm kind of disciplined and able to do that. But you can be just as well disciplined by just working it, and it doesn't hurt to play it wrong deliberately, to identify what it is that is lousing up a note. I'm going to play some middle C's to low C and work my way down chromatically to the low F sharp. And I will explain as I do it when it goes wrong, what I did, and when it goes right, what I did. That jaw moved a little, went back, closed. You could hear the sound go dead. When I held the original healthy position, in other words, when the middle note was good, and I held that grip, cut the force in half, and fed it that way, and made no bid to close the center other than resist the open aperture position. In other words, the healthy note allowed for X amount of air to get through. Well, then I want to cut the force in half because the sensitivity of the reed is still there. Half the force will activate it at half the speed, and so therefore my low notes were able to be played. Think about this. Stop the tape around this point and fool around with these notes. I suggest that you do this throughout all the tapes. In fact, the earlier tapes, you should listen to them, go back, listen to it again, and do this over and over. It is very important because you're learning a concept, and muscles have to be trained to react to what we know will work. I'm going to do a little more K-tonguing for the rest of this tape. Now, the formation will be set up, the mouthpiece will be placed, and I will not raise the tongue to do the K attack until I am ready to come up with the force. In other words, while lining up, setting up, the tongue will lay low in the base of the mouth. Those were K attacks.